I don't know if Kyle could hear that.
Maybe. I'm not sure what that was.
I'll do it twice.
The second time definitely didn't help.
It's Zapdos, and he's screaming.
Oh.
Oh, the anime.
I'm not sure if that'll play or not, but hopefully.
Where's that Pokemon?
Yes.
We'll see.
Anyway.
Hello.
The whole Torb, you idiot.
And welcome to the Cubicorn Games Podcast. My name is Dustin Morabito. Lorraine Morabito is here in
it's
the flesh.
It's true.
Kyle McGrath is here. Joining
not
us
in the flesh.
Joining us through the power of the internet. He's just data now.
Kyle.
Bits and bytes flowing through cyberspace.
All this time, I could have just been locking myself in my room and not having to go anywhere.
Someday, VR will get to the point.
The future is now.
Just strap yourself into your toilet bed and everything will be fine. How's it going?
I don't know.
That sounds about right. I mean, that's
December's
like
almost over. This horrible year is almost
yeah,
over.
Yeah, that's like the I'm going to say that's the interim slogan for 2017. It's like 2017, I don't know. Fingers crossed. Like
yeah. Hopes are low. Not getting my hopes up at all.
Nope.
It's a good policy to have, but you know that hopefully that'll stand us up to
hope
be
to die.
To be
I've learned nothing from Rogue One.
That's right. To be pleasantly surprised. We shall see what happens. We're on the eve of Christmas Eve.
Yes.
That okay. is technically true for another 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. God, it's late.
The holidays are upon us. It feels really weird.
Yes.
Although I was feeling today. Today was Lorraine did the opposite of me today. She was running around and doing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, go on.
Kick up your feet. Put on something good on TV.
I slept in.
Microwave a pizza and call it a day. Mm-hmm.
I still got a little bit of stuff done like around the house and stuff. But it was nice to not have a schedule and to not like. Work
on.
For me was officially closed today. Like nobody. Yeah. It was what the holiday was today. So I was like, I'm not going to get any fucking emails that I have to answer. I don't have to do anything mandatory. Like, I'm just rolling with the punches, and it felt really good. It's been a while since I had a day like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was basically my month up until about yesterday, too. It was just work, stress, stuff to do, and then finally it's all mostly out of the way.
That's right.
Nice.
Sigh of relief.
Yep.
Take a breath. And
got it all done.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
And then family stuff will be coming up in a minute.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. In a couple of days, and then it's like, gotta travel and see people.
Sure.
Well, you have farther to go than we do.
Sure.
We're just going to be in state, going to the magical land of Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Because it's still, like, it's pretty south, right? Like, Cincinnati-ish, or not quite that far?
No, it's, like, halfway between Columbus and Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's not so bad.
No, it's about a 3.5-hour drive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not terrible.
Definitely doable. Sounds about right. Did you guys go down there for Thanksgiving too?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We always have the it seems I don't know if that's the way with everybody, but that's always been the way with me and like most of my closer friends is that it seems like when it comes to the big family holiday, like one side of the extended family is like you're just more likely to see them than the other one.
Uh-huh.
Like it's always been my mom's just
well, I mean extraneous reasons for that, but
I mean, yeah, some of my relationship with my dad's relationship with some of my uncles got weird at a point that's not worth getting into.
Yeah.
But, sure.
And I mean, well, we normally like my parents will normally host Thanksgiving and have like my mom's parents over, and since my dad's side grandparents have passed away, it's normally up to then my aunts to host that side of the family Thanksgiving, and I don't think there was actually a big Thanksgiving something, or we missed it for some reason. I don't remember why, but we didn't go over to any of my aunt's house on my dad's side for Thanksgiving this year, and then they just had their big Christmas get-together actually last Saturday.
So that's good to have it that far in advance. You're not really schedule conflicting with people.
And then we're going to Christmas at with Dustin's mom's family on the Monday after Christmas, so the 26th. And then doing Christmas at my parents' house on the 24th, or 25th, not first. That was 2 days ago. I'm tired.
Indeed.
So for better or worse, we've set this up, I think, so that both my mom's side and my dad's side are having Christmas at our grandparents, the same day.
Nice. Oh, man.
We're going to hit them both.
That's gonna,
nice.
That's cool, though.
Knock it all out one long marathon session.
I actually like that. Like, you can get one really long day in, and then, like, you'll be free for a day or two, maybe.
I mean, I think we're technically...
We weren't going to Ohio twice.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're technically doing that, too, because my grandparents aren't coming over on Christmas itself, because they normally do, but they're having Christmas at their house also on Monday, slightly earlier starting than Dustin's, so we're going to go to their house, hang out for a bit, and go meet up with Dustin's family afterwards.
Nice.
But yeah, it's gonna
how
be.
How efficient?
Yeah, I know, right? One clean sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot through to all the relatives.
Yeah, it's good. It's weirder. Like, it's been interesting seeing like family get-togethers evolve as you get older. Like, once everybody's grown up, it becomes
boring.
families to deal with.
I mean, yeah, exactly. It's a bunch of literally complete families also getting together. Mm-hmm. It's like we see cousins and stuff that, you know. And some of them we still do hang out with when we get the chances to, but it's like, oh, now they have all kids of their own, so
14
it's like,
children,
hey,
apparently.
I wish I had another arm to, like, shake your hand or give you a high five or something, but instead of trying to wrangle 3 children and clean up vomit and...
I still can't believe your cousin Bethany. She's got, like, 7 kids and with, like, another on the way or something. It's insane!
It's not quite that many, but it's a lot.
It's,
I think,
it's getting
I think
close
it's actually
to 7.
Her 5th is the next one?
5, 8...
You do lose count. I'm assuming you lose count after a while.
I think it's either 5 or 6. It's a lot.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of kids.
It's more kids than I would ever want.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Way too many kids.
I think 4 is the absolute extreme end of tolerable amounts.
I agree. Like, for me at least. Like, and that seems like a lot.
Personal preference for me, that would be like 2 sets of twins, because I don't want to get...
Right, I'm not
I personally
it that way.
Don't want to go through that.
Because, I mean, that is a lot of downtime of, like...
I don't know
having
how my
your body
mom
go
did
through
it.
That.
Like, what?
Like, the recuperation process and...
I mean, that's probably why it was Jillian, then me, like, less than 2 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was, like, a 3-year, or 2-year break, Diana.
Mm-hmm.
4-year break, Carolyn.
Well, I've seen it, because when you talk to people who are, like, that's what they want. So, like, I want a huge family. I want a minimum of, like, 4 kids or whatever. They seem to have tried to do stuff like that, like, plan it out in a spreadsheet. Just like, all right, how quickly can we do this? That's both,
these
like...
These are the months I have to be pregnant.
Right. That's both,
and
like,
you're
safe.
How many years?
Exactly. That's both, like, safe, but also I won't spend, like, an entire decade involved in being pregnant to some extent.
I think my mom was, I think, 25 when she had Jillian, so she's my age. So there you go. I'm already behind, guys.
Well,
I try to think about it like that, just because I'm years and years behind at that pace.
Yeah, I don't, man. It's fine.
I'm never going to have 3 kids.
Not with that attitude, you won't.
Maybe, that's right.
Maybe if I plan to live until, like, I'm 85, 90.
I mean, that's more possible now than it was
sure.
A handful of years ago.
We're going to have this aging thing solved any year now here.
That's right, exactly. Man. Our greatest scientists are working on it.
Then you actually will become Cyber Kyle, and you'll just be a robot.
Mm-hmm. You can always bender them. Just adopt a dozen or so. Collect those government checks.
Clear out the orphanage.
I'm not going to count on those stipends being around forever.
I mean, yeah, I would say, speaking of 2017.
Mm.
But anyway.
Yeah, that's as much of that as we need.
You know what's more fun than 2017?
2015.
Video games.
I mean, 2015 was pretty good.
Yes.
And video games. Those are good, too. But 2015 was a good year. It's a shame the sequel was so shitty.
As they often
the
are.
Days.
Mm-hmm.
Have to wait maybe 3-4 more years and then the reboot will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I would say we lived through Empire this year. So next year we got Ewoks. Great.
Blow up something and then party with stormtrooper helmets and burn some guy's armor and effigy. Sounds great. Let's do it.
He's singing monsters.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't remember. I don't care.
It wouldn't surprise me one bit if Donald Trump has a chamber installed in the White House that, like, applies his hair the way Darth Vader's helmet is put on by that machine. That's right, yeah, a lot of, like, CO2 and, like, hissing. Nice suction cup noise.
One of those weird admirals trying to get a look without looking too weird about it.
That's right, yeah. Oh, boy.
Remember that shower scene in Rogue One? Mm-hmm.
Finally, the Darth Vader shower scene.
Yes!
Oh, boy.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, his hands are so small, he'd need both of them to choke you, like, adequately. Like, he's not going to one-hand lift a dude like in New Hope. So we got that out of the... Like, we're good on that front, I guess.
So you just pay people to choke you?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
That's what these big men are for.
Anyway.
You think I keep them around for my health?
No, it'll be good. Like, I'm both... I mean, overall, I like getting together and seeing, like, parts of our extended family and stuff like
that.
Wow,
that was a weird
turn. I mean, I was trying to take it back to where we were
before. Trying to get us out of the whole y'all were starting to
get
us in.
We kind of deflected
your... Yeah. Wow, thanks, guys.
Sorry.
Wow.
All right, I'll pick up your segue from where I was about to... I was going to say... it would be nice to have even, like, one or two more days to literally do nothing and just veg out and play some games and stuff, but, you know, that's balance. Like, gotta try to find time
for it before the end of the year.
That's what next Friday's for.
I guess so.
Because you have the same setup, because they're both Christmas and New Year's or weekends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I had hoped after we kind of, after I kind of just decided that we should take a knee over New Year's proper, I'm hoping to get a lot of stuff done, actually, over that weekend. So it'll be good.
Woo!
But anyway, like you more appropriately tried to transition us a second ago...
Video games!
This is about video games.
This is about video games. Let's talk about them.
Ow.
How have you been doing, Lorraine? What have you been playing recently?
Honestly, it's kind of fallen off again, because I think a month with 160 hours of Pokemon is a little much.
I mean, you're probably above the median there.
So I think I've kind of petered out on playing Sun for now. I picked it up a little yesterday and was doing a run on the battle tree and got to like 20 and then lost in the super single. So that's like...
I assume it's just as bullcrap as the battle towers have always been.
Yeah, it's still dumb.
Like, how much time did that take?
Like, what?
To get to 20?
I'm just curious what the investment was like. I split it up because I was doing it before Jillian showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped at like 15. So that might have been like maybe... the battles weren't taking super long. I wasn't like wall stalling to... watch the guy struggle out before I did, like I was in a... there was a second instance of that, Kyle. And I won that one because he started struggling because I mathed it out and I was fine with my Melodic.
Those PP ups, man, they come in handy.
Yeah, that was even before the PP ups. And then I'm like, you know what, let's do this. Just, we're going to buff Scald a little more. But they were going pretty fast. Like, I didn't run into any stupid situation. So that might have been like a half hour. And then... I picked it up after we finished streaming, and for some reason Brian insisted we started watching Princess Mononoke.
All right.
He really wanted to, and then he passed out for like half of it, and then it was like 3, and everyone else was asleep, so we just kind of turned it off. And then apparently he woke up a half hour later and was like, "Where'd everyone go?" Because both
this yesterday.
Yeah, both he and Jillian spent the night.
Okay.
Because.
He was half in the bag. You mentioned.
Oh yeah.
The stream's gone.
My God, Brian. That apparently I didn't see him do it, but apparently he did like 6 shots before we started. Of that
gotta
fucking
butter up for these things.
That fucking bourbon. And then I did a shot of it, and it was terrible.
Grease the wheels.
But I was drinking like a Captain Coke the entire time and some water, basically. I mean, we were all. Dustin was the one who was drinking coffee.
I had to stay awake. Like I said,
he was at the helm.
Yesterday I had had my long day. It's like,
that is true.
I had a full work day, and then
I mean, everyone,
did some other
the other two did too.
Yeah,
I was
like
working.
I said, so that's why it was especially satisfying today to just kind of chill out a little bit.
But. Yeah, we can talk about that since I haven't really been doing too much else.
Oh, Fire Emblem.
Yeah, yeah. You played a # FE Fire Emblem.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Who cares? Idle City.
Do you want to do, because, like, we can talk about it a little bit or a lot. Like, I do want to...
if you want to make this your point where you just get out all your thoughts on this
sure, game forever. Because I mean, we've done enough.
Yeah, it's probably literally fine. Just the boss fight. I might even end it tonight. I was thinking about it, but it's just too late now.
Experience the game.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about doing some more, because I'm going to probably do the bulk of the grinding before next Thursday.
You pass controller back and forth, but yeah, we'll figure it out. I do, like I said yesterday, I do really like that game. I think, there's almost nothing left. Like you said, it's just the final boss fight, basically. Yeah. But I think I'm going to come down at it the same way I did on Skyward Sword, where, like, overall, I actually really enjoyed this, but man, if it was, like, 10 to 15 hours shorter, like, how much better would
Holy
it be?
Holy crap.
What's the play time on that to get to where you are?
It's a little over, I think we hit 40 this week. Yeah, we passed
40. 40? Okay.
I think I think we might be around 42-ish, give or take.
Yep.
Because we played for maybe about, which is a long time in
modern game terms. Yes. Like,
right, I was just thinking, you don't make games like that anymore. Yeah, you lose people at some point.
Yeah, that's sort of average.
That's why all the guides stopped at chapter 4.
For old school JRPG numbers, but yeah, in terms of like video games in 2016, like that's a long time. And the part of it that sucks is like if all of that was more streamlined, more well made,
like,
and more inviting, like it would be more okay. But like
I watched you doing that stupid block maze for like at least half an hour. It looked like no fun
at all. Up down, like where we were trying to figure out how to align them. Were you paying attention during the invisible warp thing?
Yeah, a little bit. That looked horrible.
Fucking nightmare. Indication. Literally at all.
Yeah, I was flabbergasted that there was no visual or audio. Like there was no cue whatsoever to show where those would be. It was literally just walk down this hallway that looks like it's a hallway, but then at some point we'll just teleport you somewhere.
And then I saved the day by staring at the map and walking, and then got us to the ladder that let us out.
Mm. Yeah, that was.
I'm not deeply versed in Shin Megami Tensei games. Is that a standard thing in those? Because it sure as hell never been in a Fire Emblem.
Or a Persona. Like, they're not, either 3 or 4 are nothing like that at all.
Yeah, and I wonder if they, thought, well, since this game isn't actually, one or the other, it's its own thing. I wonder if they thought, oh, let's, add some other weird stuff to it, just, in the to pad out the length a little bit in a way. Because, as far as I can, like you said, from my experiences with 3 and 4, Persona games, if they slag at all, it's just, in terms of what we're kind of up against in this boss fight, maybe you get ahead of yourself and you have to grind a little bit, but that's a traditional...
The one dungeon in Persona 4, the video game dungeon, had some of that, where you just walk down a corridor and then it teleported you somewhere else.
That was also kind of thematic. It was just that dungeon, and it was kind of it was a video game.
It wasn't that long, but it was sort of the same idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it wasn't nearly as long as this garbage, and was a lot more interesting. Ugh.
At least the rest of the game was.
That music's so good! Ah.
Mm-hmm. The highs have definitely been higher in Persona games than they are in this game, which, like I said, I still liked it overall, but...
Man, I am so glad I was not helming this game.
I enjoyed it. It was a nice, I hadn't played a turn-based RPG in a very long time, so that part I actually like, just the being back in genre a little bit, I had fun with.
The fights play like Persona fights, which is probably the only part I would enjoy in this game, but the rest of it, I don't want it. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Yeah, the combat's good, the curve, as you get more powerful, feels really good in terms of, getting new weapons good.
Some of those enemies are really fucking cheap, though. Some of those boss fights have been really bad. Which, I mean, I guess some of the Persona ones aren't necessarily the easiest thing in the world either, and they're really good at cheesing you, too. Mm. But, some of these have just been some of the worst. We had, one fight like that in 13, as opposed to, five fights like that in Shin Megami Tokyo Mirage Sessions. Yeah. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sharp FE, if you will.
Yeah, they definitely weren't softballing them in. They made sure you were paying attention. And
I'm so glad we didn't have to redo any of those fights.
Oh, yesterday. Right.
I'm so glad we got through all of those. Ones.
I think that's what I was like, oh, we're crushing these. I will totally finish this. And then we got to the actual last boss fight. And it was not so much.
But. I'm assuming they were just really leveled up, but didn't, because their patterns didn't seem to be any different. They behaved the exact same way. So I think it was just, you were just strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, maybe their stats weren't, up to the par that they were when you actually first fought them. So maybe it was supposed to be just kind of a little more, limp-wristed than, an end-of-the-chapter boss. Because why would they do that? that would have been terrible if they had actually, like, scaled up proportionately to where you were. I probably would have left that room. Ugh.
Mm-hmm. And then also, the other thing is, like, again, well, I think we'll figure it out after we play a little bit more, but that final boss fight, it seems like...
stupid?
Well, yeah, it seems, on top of us being underleveled for it, it seems like it breaks some of the rules that, like, that other boss fights adhered to, like, going through the game, like... Magic Mirror wouldn't reflect that his, like, all, like, hit everyone with fire thing and inflict them with stats,
like,
or whatever.
Sometimes, like, the magic stuff has been a little wonky with, like, bosses with special magic attacks. I mean, I mean, we didn't use it super early on. We found that fucking hack, like, halfway through the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided to make you run with it 100%. Seems to have worked out for the better. Some of those fights,
that's
man.
That's standard end boss games. Fair there to just have their super move not be blockable or reflectable.
Oh,
or
for sure. Yeah, I get that.
But it's just it seems a little weird after having these rules in place for the entire time and just being like, no.
Oh no, I get why. And I get why they would
deal with it.
Yeah, I get why they would do that. It's just
dumb.
No, not that even.
Acidine.
Like you said, it's more that like the boss encounters in that game I think have been all over the place.
Yes.
Like there have been some real highs and some real lows. But they were like they were so close to making some of those encounters were so close to making like my dream like turn-based JRPG game.
Yeah.
In my mind, the ideal version of a JRPG is basically all fights that require you to learn something and then implement it to win. Like I think my favorite fight of the whole game was one of those. It was the first or second of those. The last fights where we were getting the souls to do the light opera or whatever.
Those were, like, the best fights in this whole game.
Yeah, the one with, like, the set of three guys that provided, like, they could cast reflect coverage or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it
might have been I don't know if it happened in both. It might have just been the second one.
But, like, you had to plan really well and, like, be really aware of what their statuses were and, like, use your turn order in, like, a super, like, diligent way. Like, that stuff was awesome. And the opposite of that would be, like...
every other boss
that
fight.
Final, no, not all of them, but, like, the final boss fight we're now, or, like, the armored dude, where it just felt like he was just so much stronger.
Yeah.
Like, he's just so powerful, and we were just getting our asses kicked by, like, pure unrelenting brute force, not necessarily by, it was playing, like, above us, and we had to figure it out. That's hard to tune. I can understand why it's difficult to make like a whole game with encounters like that.
Have DPS checks in there.
Sure. But yeah, overall, I have enjoyed it. And like I said, I liked it, I think, probably even a hair more just because I hadn't played a game, like a genre game like that in a while. So it was fun to...
fair enough.
To be in one of those. But I would never play it again.
No.
And that's just because of... like it's too much time and there was too much downtime. I still really like, there's part of me that really wants to play Skyward Sword again, but then like I think back to the parts of that game that were at their lowest and I just I've never been able to bring myself to do it to date.
Fucking notes. God.
Smashing the fucking weird toe monster into the hole.
Oh my
times.
God! Don't even get like, me started on the imprisoned.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing. That's right. For a second, sausage I didn't feet. Block that out entirely.
Same.
Talking about.
And they make you do it like
five different times, and then to get the really Hylian stupid. Shield, the only shield that doesn't degradate, you have to do a boss rush, and all of his encounters are in
there.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, game designers. More frequently need to treat gameplay sections like jokes. Like, they're not funnier the second, third, or eighth time you hear them. It's not, this isn't more fun the tenth time you make me do it.
It even had, you know, five or six fights with the French clown or whatever.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that too. Which at least
they weren't as intolerable.
Yeah, at least those were somewhat
the encounters themselves
like,
were better,
interesting,
so that, yeah, that doesn't
just,
stick out.
You still hit it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't stick out as a, like, a stinker in the
not
way that the
egregious.
Other things do, but yeah, you do that quite a few times now that you mention it.
Well, luckily Breath of the Wild will be out soon-ish, probably, so.
Sure. I also have Lorraine played it, but I never did play the Wind Waker remake.
It's real good.
So if I need any Zelda,
I'll
that's,
play that,
that's
sure.
the game, right, that I should, that I will play.
One of the things I've been thinking about beating Ocarina of Time again, because it's been a minute since I think I haven't played it. Why I think not? Since it came out, like it launched back on the 3DS.
Did you beat that version?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
You could even throw down the Master Quest version.
I got through most of that, and then something else came up, and I think I was on... I might have been on the Sand Temple, actually. Or the Temple of Spirit, whichever, whatever. Yeah. I got there, so...
That's like 85% of the way through the game. I'm surprised you didn't finish.
I think, because I was still in school when that game came out, and I was playing it, so I think it was just... I got... Like, it was maybe it was around like finals or something like that, and then just... I fell off, and then just never picked it back up. I was thinking about... Because I had played... Was it this year that I played Majora's Mask? I think it was.
Oh, man,
the 3DS
I don't know.
Remake. I think it was this year.
I mean, it came out last year.
I think I played it this year, though. I don't think I played it last year.
I'm not sure. But...
I played a lot of random stuff this year.
I'm ready for a Zelda. And I might pick up Wind Waker and, like, Fits and Starts while we're waiting for Breath of the Wild to actually come out.
I've still also kind of toyed with actually finishing Twilight Princess again. Because I did start that file...
Did you get far enough to get into, like, where it's a video game, even?
I mean, I'm in the first dungeon, I know
okay,
that.
Okay, that's what I meant. So yeah. I was like, do you, like, have the sword? Have a sword and a shield? Are you, like, playing Zelda?
I was a wolf for a bit.
I picked up the... It was on sale at Black Friday for, like, $20-$25. Nice. So I picked it up, and that first 2 hours has been what kept me from starting it ever since. I don't really have the inclination to do this right now.
Yeah, it's that the beginning of that game's pretty rough.
Mm-hmm. That's the gameplay version of like patches in modern games today, which did happen to me again, by the way, because I got up and I was like, I'll go play like 20 minutes of Rock Band Drums before I shower because I'm already kind of stinky. And I turned on the Xbox and it was like, downloading an Xbox update, and that took a half an hour. And then I launched Rock Band, and it was like, downloading a patch, and that took an hour. I was like, man, oh, video games, you.
I'm surprised we put up with that.
You really want to play Rock Band.
That's an inconvenience we never really had to deal with growing up. Like, you got your game, and then you play it.
Or even with, like, Nintendo games, because they never patch anything.
Sure.
So there you go.
I bet there's also a lot of behind the scenes, like, in terms of how people are building engines and how content is compartmentalized. Mm-hmm. Like, because the Rock Band update for the game itself was like 9 gigs, and the changes were like, they had added like a new like playlist mode or something. Mm-hmm. Like, it was very minimal, so there must be something involved with their back end that says like, we have to change, you know, this percentage of just the data to in order to push an update. Like, we can't just send you like the compiled, like, new script files or whatever, but, yeah, that was not ideal. I downloaded it all.
Yay!
I planned ahead yesterday. I picked up Final Fantasy 15 around the same time, and,
oh dear,
again, haven't felt like starting it, but at least I feel it coming on, so I put it in just to download what I knew would be a gigantic
update. Right, exactly. You're like, I'll turn on my PlayStation.
Like 4 hours or whatever.
Yeah, because that there was a 9-gig patch that they started putting in their, like, the chapter, like, the final chapter changes, because it was apparently terrible.
I guess.
That's what I'd heard. That's the start. And then the story patches aren't in yet, to my knowledge, because they need to be voiced and stuff like that.
So weird. That game's crazy.
You can always just watch Brian play it on Tuesdays.
I'm not sure what his channel is. You have to send me a link.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll do that.
But yeah, I can't wait to see him do more of that game or hear your thoughts, Kyle, after you play it for a little bit.
Watching it, I know I don't want to play it. Tell you that.
I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. The gameplay itself still doesn't look terrible.
I mean, it looks fine, but I'm not engaged in it at all. Like, so I watched the little 5-part anime series the other day because I was bored.
I did too, actually.
They're like 15 minutes long, and I mean, it's just kind of like, how did these characters all get together?
So that's separate from the movie?
Yes.
So that's another, okay.
It's Final Fantasy XV Brotherhood.
Okay.
Is what it's called. It's 5 episodes. They're maybe, like, I think the longest one might be, like, 17 minutes. And the shortest is, like, 11. But it's just like, oh, why is Pronto even here? Oh, he was some fat kid who saved who saved the princess's dog. And then she thought he was Noctis's friend. So he wanted to, like, make himself better to be his friend, because he basically called him fat the one time. And then they get to high school, and he just, like, bumps into him. He's like, hey, how's it going? And Noctis is like, don't I know you? And then he punches him back, and then they're bros.
All right.
And then
that's how most friendships start.
The one, little backstory, I guess.
The one Because these could have just been in the game. Like, what?
I mean, that's already a huge game.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they didn't spend an hour on backstory for each of them or
but
whatever.
That could have been, like, a side quest. Like, there's so many side quests in this game already. Like, I feel like just... Because if this
right,
is
I
the
wonder
only...
how much of this they'll be end up repeating.
I don't think any of it. Like, I think their goal is to, like... I think this is, like, their 13, like, trap again, where they're spreading out the story to, like, weird nooks and crannies, but it's not, like... the overarching story, it's what makes it make sense, which is why they're now patching in story.
Well, the thing there is, I bet, because this whole game, like, parts of it felt so designed by committee, and, like, when they were putting out the demos, like, earlier this year or whatever, like, they put out a demo, and then they literally took feedback from people, and then changed that demo and put it out again after, like, players had weighed in on, like, what they thought about it. I wouldn't be surprised at all if those kind of decisions were, like, like, making that weird little series and making a literally separate movie and putting that out, like, on its own. Was just, like, at one point they saw, like, how much people complain about the old, like, the Hideo Kojima way of, like, oh, this game is 30 hours of cutscenes and, like, 15 hours of video game. And they were like, well, we don't want to do that.
They would try and phase some of that out if they had the chance.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if that was a pure, like, they were trying to be cognizant of...
I mean, that makes sense, but I just feel like, I think some of that was done because I think this game has, quote-unquote, become too big to fail at this point, because they need this. They need this game. It has been in development for, what, like, eight years almost or something like that? Probably longer, because was it announced at the same time as 13?
I think it was announced in 2006.
So, yeah, like, 10 years, like...
Final Fantasy versus 13.
Yeah. Like, they need this to make... something.
I'm sure it's made a bazillion
dollars. Oh yeah. But I think they want I bet you Final Fantasy could probably hinge a little on this, because like aside from like the reboot of like 14, I think like I mean they haven't really been doing much.
Right. And
after
I was
13
thinking about it, like,
and that like
was the last time
public
the
favor
last time
kind
I
of
a,
went
a
down.
Mainline Final Fantasy, not including 11 because it's not.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 10, which is.
Sure,
well,
that's been a bit.
2001?
I believe that's correct. Yeah.
And I mean, they just re-released that, like, twice, because it wasn't on PS4 at first, so they did
Picked
it on
that up $8, and I might never play it.
Nice. I mean, it's fine.
I had to get it.
Yeah, I played it on the Vita. It's fine.
Final Fantasy's not going to die. There's enough
no.
grand power there it can go on forever. I can see where you're going like with this. Like, if this doesn't do so well... they might scale back.
Yeah, and reevaluate.
What Final Fantasy is. Mm-hmm. Like, there won't be some huge multi-level, multi-million-dollar project next time.
Yeah, the thing that I've heard...
a little more subdued.
The thing that I've heard people talking about online in terms of, like, what Square Enix's management is likely to attempt to do with Final Fantasy in the future is they've got Final Fantasy 15, and they've got that Explorers game that came out this year...
yeah.
Which is still, like, you know, its own thing. It's still, like, kind of an RPG. It's got, you know, turn-based combat and, like... but it's a different kind of thing. But, I mean, it's still... it channels Final Fantasy-ness in a way that, like... it leverages the brand really well, let's say. So, if they, like, put those two things on the scales, so to speak... and they say, all right, well, how much money did each of these make? And, you know, look at all the dev hours that it took to create them. And, like, let's weigh the fan feedback in on each of them. Like, I feel like they'll break... either towards another new giant game or like something more like that, where it's like a slightly smaller, slightly different, probably more achievable.
Next year's a big year for them because it's 30. Final Fantasy is 30 next year. One of the news stories I picked up was they're going to start announcing what their plans are soon.
Which
did you hear all the rumored leaks of what that's going to be?
No.
I heard it's like, isn't it like 1 through 9 on like a one PS4 disc and like tactics or something
together on a single disc
for PS4.
That makes a lot of sense. I totally see that.
Which would be cool, because I don't think I don't think they have any of those like classics on the PS4 yet. I don't think they ported those over, because they're on like Vita and PSP and the PS3. But I don't think they
download 7 and 8.
Well, that's
because
they. I don't know about. I don't think 9's on the PS4.
Maybe not.
It's on the PC now, I think.
Right. I was just assuming it over, because why not?
Mm-hmm.
9's real good.
I mean, in fact, that makes so much sense that I'm gonna assume that is true until like proven otherwise, because that strikes the perfect balance between Like, it gets them a Final Fantasy product, like a box product on the shelves and in stores. I'm assuming that would be, like, a $60 game, which is, like...
I mean, they could do it for less.
That might be a little bit out of my price range.
They could, but I bet they won't, just based on the number of games that are in there. They'll think, like, I could see for how for enough people, like, that would be... Because, I mean, they charged $40, right, for Final Fantasy X that just had X and X-2.
When it came out,
I think that's how much that originally cost.
That's probably right.
I honestly don't remember.
But I you know, you bundle 10, like basically the entire PlayStation, like most of the first chapter, let's say, of Final Fantasy period, like the first arc of all those games into one product. Like, I think that's enough games that not too many people would like. Well, like, no, people aren't going to be lining up around the block to go pick it up, but it's like, okay, I can understand why that would cost that much money.
People would pay 60, but I don't think that's worth 60.
Right, I think that I draw my line somewhere between 40 and 60. At 40, I will definitely buy it. At 60, I'll kind of
pause for a second.
Sure, and my guess would be that if they're going to put those all in a, because the other thing they could do right is just release them all digitally, which they still maybe even will do, like on the contemporary platforms, like they put them all out separately. But I bet they do this first.
Yeah.
Right, and then
some people, myself included, are just kind of a sucker for collector's edition box sets.
Right. Yeah, and it's nice to have them all again in one place where you don't need to. Like, presumably...
It's one disc.
Yeah, you just put it in and go. It doesn't need to download 10 gigs of content.
Unless it's just...
what versions of these games they would use, especially for 1 through 6, where there's a lot of different versions out there.
What if it's just an empty, like, steel box, and it's just a download code for all of them in there?
People have done that before.
That's the way to do
it. Yeah, I do wonder if they would go, like... Would they use, like, the DS, like, 3 and 4, or would it be,
The PlayStation Classic versions of 5 and 6 are the worst ones.
Sure, and then even on top of that, there's a bunch of different translations of those games.
Like, there's the mobile ports that look terrible for,
I'm not even counting those.
Well, no, I'm just, because I think they put the mobile port of 6 on Steam, as opposed to the old one, so it's got, like, janky-looking sprites in there.
It's gross.
Yeah, it's really so nasty. Bad. So I just wonder what, like you said, which one are they going to take from?
Yeah.
Because if you look at their, I think it was the 25th anniversary project, which was Theatrhythmia.
Okay.
They used original assets for that. Granted, you're not playing the full game, but that's what they pulled from. So one would hope that they would then just, let's stay with these. But who knows?
And you could even get into a legal issue there, because a lot of those are, you know, old Nintendo games. They might not have the rights to copy them over wholesale.
Yeah, I don't know how weird any of that stuff gets.
Yeah, that would be a good question. I'm not sure about that either.
They'll be the ones that were on PlayStation 1 all those years ago.
Mm. Oh, sure.
Because wasn't
be easiest
it
to obtain.
Because technically, all of the games, if it's 1 through 9 and Tactics, those were all PlayStation 1 games. Literally all of,
right.
Except 3. I think 3 is the only one, because that first came out in the U.S. on DS.
Okay.
You might be right. I am right. Okay.
That feels right.
we'll see.
So, I don't remember what 12's coming out next year, too, right? The HD of that?
Late next year.
Oh, it's late. I couldn't remember
when. I think that's Christmas next year. Final Fantasy VII Remake. Chapter 1 or whatever would be out.
Question mark.
HD remake of Final Fantasy 13.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's the other thing I was going to say, is if they miss the... Especially since they've announced that they're, like, piecing that game out. If they miss the first installment of that 7 remake in their, like, supposed 30th anniversary celebration year, like, that is a fucking...
Yeah. They're with immense hard failure. Over there. Like, the ball is on the tee, and they've just, like... They're turned around and swinging wildly.
Locked themselves in the car.
Sure. And then again, I'll stand by my, I don't think they'll release a major Final Fantasy game and a Kingdom Hearts game in the same year.
No.
I bet they try to release 7-1 next year and Kingdom Hearts is still like basically vaporware.
Well, no.
That game might exist. I don't know.
I think Kingdom Hearts HD Remix 2.8 is next year.
Oh, Jesus.
Sure, there's some stupid remake HD version.
They're releasing physical products with like... patch numbers on them. That's how granular they're being with those Kingdom Hearts bundles.
That could be a made-up game, and I would never know.
It could be. But the thing, because if what I've read is correct, none of the stuff on this disc has been on any of these other discs. It's not like two What's again. Left? It's like a weird like epilogue of Birth by Sleep. I think. It's,
Go for it. I'm a kid. Yeah, I believe you. I'm just.
I don't know if it's the game, like a remake of the game, or parts of that 3DS one, the Dream Drop Distance. If it's like the cutscenes, okay. like the DS ones. There's a fucking movie on there off of like their weird like mobile spinoff or something. And there might be like one other thing. I honestly don't know. I was trying to follow a description of this. And I'm like, what the fuck, man?
I'm so glad I never got into those games.
They're fine.
No, I still wonder, they've whiffed so hard on creating like actual sequels, and they've milked the teat so dry, yeah. like with Keep all these interim going. Games. Like, I wonder. I truly wonder how many people who would describe themselves like, enthusiastically as Kingdom Hearts fans exist. Like, how many of them are left right. after all this
what's
shit?
What's the market for Kingdom Hearts 3 going to look like when that comes
I
out?
I enjoyed the Kingdom Hearts games. And again, I don't know when 3's even sure, happening maybe, or what it's going to be like.
Maybe what that game ends up becoming is much more cynical. Like, maybe it's even more so than it was before. Sinister. It is literally, like, a Disney ad condensed into 30 hours of gameplay. Like, every single like Disney property in it is like,
I bet you anything,
something that's coming out of the studios for the next 24 months. It's like there's a Marvel level with like, you know, the Inhumans or Captain Marvel or whatever. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. whatever those will be up next. There's,
because I think, I don't remember if it was said or not, I can't remember if they have made a comment on that Marvel and Star Wars are not like out of the running,
maybe.
I don't remember.
Never say never.
Somebody else might own the rights for video games for a couple of those.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who can say?
Like, EA's got their hands all over Star Wars. I know somebody has some projections on Marvel games.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see Sora clash with Darth Vader. Like, I would love to see a Keyblade strike a lightsaber.
That happened at the end of Kingdom Hearts 2.
What?
The boss had lightsabers.
But not like...
So
not
it wasn't
like,
Darth Vader. It was
trademark lightsabers.
He had two red beam swords that came out of a hilt. Xemnas.
No thanks.
Close, but not quite. He wasn't a 7-foot-tall asthmatic, so not good enough.
It's fair enough.
But yeah, we'll see.
Kingdom Hearts!
But I mean, yeah, I would like if they hit all those notes, like you said, if they do that 12 remake and they like, if that would be a good, like, they could hit one product a quarter probably. Yeah.
Like that would be quite the output for them.
Yeah,
as
exactly.
A,
like
as
that
a company.
That would be a pretty solid anniversary,
year,
right?
Or
like,
just year in general, but they're probably. I would assume they would go a little more all out for it because 30's big.
I guess.
It's a long time.
Every increment of 5 gets pretty big. 25, 30,
35, 40. Sure.
Can't do this every 5 years.
I'm just going to wait for the next year of Luigi. That's what I'm looking for.
Never.
Oh, damn.
Get sad.
The
fear
one
that... of Luigi.
Fear of Luigi.
Oh, Mario Maker.
It's a good level.
It is a good level.
Look it up.
10 out of 10.
I don't, can you search by title?
I don't
can't.
So. Nope.
That sucks.
Yes.
Or maybe you can on their weird website that they made.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't even think on there.
If you can search in Mario Maker by text, go search for Fear of Luigi in Mario Maker.
Can you search by creator?
I don't know that either. Like, it, like type them in? I don't think so. That I don't think you can do.
Because I think I'm following either whoever has.
Like,
either
you can
Phil
choose to follow a
it.
Creator after you play a level they made, but I don't think you can
for
people.
I'm on their website. I've never looked at the website.
I don't know.
I don't really care that much right now.
Mario Maker's pretty cool, but... I saw that fart of a Mario Maker 3DS
the
game
Mario
today.
Maker 3DS.
I was like, it just made me sad looking at it. I was like, man, what a missed opportunity.
Right, it looked really cool, and then they tell you, it's like, oh yeah, it can't do anything.
Mm-hmm. You know all those things you like in Mario Maker?
That's right, it's like... What it, like, remember Mario?
We'll download 10 levels a day and you'll like it.
Sure, yeah. Remember Mario? What if we, like, sawed your thumbs off first and then asked you to enjoy it? It's like, that's what that game feels like.
Are you sure that's not Mario Run?
No, you need your thumbs. Only your thumbs.
You can play that game one-handed.
That's what Miyamoto tells me.
That's what he tells me.
That's what I hear. I still haven't played any more of that. I really should give it more than, like, a single shot. But
I wouldn't judge you if you didn't.
Indeed. But yeah, we'll see what's coming up with Final Fantasy and whatever else.
I did watch that movie, Kingsglaive.
I haven't checked that out yet.
It was incomprehensible unless you're like already deep into Final Fantasy lore. Like, I kind of can't believe that they made this.
On a scale of, if you put Advent Children, Spirits Within, and that movie on like a rank them 1 to 3, which is the best and which is the worst?
Can't they all be the worst?
I mean, technically,
Kyle.
Spirits Within has to be the worst.
That's a pretty bad movie.
Yes.
And it doesn't even have like fan service to like.
No.
Right.
Like it's got it's Final Fantasy in name alone. It doesn't.
I mean, I guess Advent Children would be the best just because of how much pure fan service is there. Although Kingsglaive does have a pretty good amount of it. Had freaking Ultros in it.
All right.
But I mean, both of those other two just make no sense as movies.
Yep.
They're pretty light shows and advertisements for games that you're gonna go buy.
Hooray!
Oh man, I should watch. I think I've only seen Spirits Within
Bean
one time. Did he die?
Spoilers. He died.
Yes. I remember James Woods being like the bad guy.
Alec Baldwin's in that movie.
Oh, that's right. He is. He's the love interest.
Mulan is whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Her voice actress is the lead.
/ Chun-Li from Street Fighter the movie.
Oh, good.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Isn't she Canadian in that movie?
No, you're thinking of the Chun-Li Street Fighter movie.
God damn it.
That came out in the 2000s that stars what's-her-name from Smallville, who is Canadian, I think.
That's got to be in the running for worst video game adaptation movie.
It's probably up there.
Street
I've never
Fighter the movie
seen it,
the game?
It's Chun-Li, the Street Fighter story, the movie
right.
The game.
I do know that Bison is reimagined as like a... And
of
he's
course.
He is reimagined as an unscrupulous real estate developer in that movie. So he is literally
wow.
Donald Trump. Like that.
It was a Tuesday. Or was it Wednesday?
No, Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday?
Got it.
Okay.
Yep.
And then just,
yeah,
I
none
love,
of that. No
love,
cool hat. He's
love,
never a sweet decor outfit.
That, like,
he's just a dude in a suit.
Of course. It's my favorite.
The Van Damme Street Fighter movie is pretty good for how stupid it is.
Street Fighter the movie, the
I
game.
I mean, yeah, it is up there, and like the 90s had some really stupid movies, and
that
movie
was
really
that.
Stupid.
Blanka just was like the Hulk from the TV show, but
right.
A little hairier.
Uh-huh. Man.
What was his name? Lou Ferrigno?
Yes. Yep. Oh, that's good stuff.
It's basically that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Bison plays like he has like an arcade stick to like blow up his little weird boat. Like when Guile's coming to get him, man, that movie's so good. Like, God, what a train wreck. I've never played. I should find a way to play a copy of Street Fighter the movie, the game. I've never actually booted that up.
I'm not sure I've ever seen any footage of that.
I mean,
it's basically like Mortal Kombat with Street Fighter.
Yeah, it's
because
digitized.
They like cut out the actors from the movie and just put them in this game, and it looks terrible, but also beautiful.
What
Street Fighter the movie, the game. It's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't gonna bring it up, but they did release the new. The big-ass Street Fighter patch for this year that includes, like, Akuma. Like, he's out now. Apparently there was 96 pages of patch notes.
Damn.
For the update they put out, so...
That's a lot.
If they change something, you'll know about it, but...
Or you won't, because you don't want to read 90 pages of patch notes.
Right, it'll just get lost in there.
Sure. Street Fighter V's in a really weird place right now.
Yes.
I feel like if they want to give that game a shot in the arm, they'll have to do the thing that they ideologically said they wouldn't do... Which is put out a new really cheap disc that has all the DLC to date on it. Like, they don't have to call it Super Street Fighter V, but... Yeah, exactly. Street Fighter V.
You know they're going to.
Game of the Year edition. Because even if your game wasn't Game of the Year, people do that anyway. So.
Yes.
Special. Mm-hmm. What a thing.
Yes.
Game still looks good. I still like the... Like, they still held true to... And again, I saw the other thing was, like, I saw the trailer for that update, and then I saw a trailer for the King of Fighters 14 update, which includes, like, holiday stuff, like, Christmas costumes, and, like, a slight graphics upgrade. I'll put upgrade in, like, big-ass quotes there, because they had, like, shot and shot, like, parody, like, yeah, here's what it used to look like, here's what it looks like now. And literally, it looks like they just put, like, a wet shader on everybody. Like, it's every character's skin is just way more reflective now.
That's funny.
It's like, oh, it looks like somebody greased that lady up a whole bunch. That's real weird.
So they're all that guy from Street Fighter 4.
Right, yeah, everybody's Hakan post-oil. Oh, boy.
Because that was the game where they all just look like generic anime men, right?
Yeah, that was the one that I've never stopped complaining about. That...
I remember there was one stream where you had me look it up, mm-hmm. specifically.
Somebody at whatever company SNK is now bought an avatar from the Unity asset store and then put a bunch of haircuts on it.
Beautiful.
Anyway, have you been playing anything else, Lorraine? Anything you can think of? Probably not.
No. I mean, I booted up for, like, a minute both Rogue Legacy and Spelunky again.
Oh, that's cool.
In an effort to find something, like, just quick that I could just pick up and play. And
mm-hmm.
I think I need to start, like, a new file on Rogue Legacy because I don't even know how many pluses into that game. I beat it a bunch of times.
Sure.
Because you can, like, beat the boss and then it just keeps compacting in on itself. And it's just, like, mm-hmm. I'm so far down the descendant tree that it's kind of incomprehensible now, and I don't wholly remember how to play the game. And then Spelunky's the same way. Like, I got to, like, World 3 fairly regularly at my best.
That's good. That's better than I ever got. I got to World 3, like, twice.
But now I can't even, like, finish the third level of the mines
because
I haven't been playing.
Yeah, I never got good enough at Spelunky. But that game is a lot of fun.
Yes. We should play more co-op.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Yeah, we could do that.
And then I've just been cruising around, like, the PSN store and the Nintendo eShop just because, like, there were some deals on gift cards that we got recently. So I've got
holiday sale time.
Yeah, I've got credit and they've got sales, but then, like, there's nothing I really am like, this is it. This is what I want to buy. And then I found out another Yi's game is coming out early next year
mm-hmm.
on the Vita, and I'm pretty excited about that. I liked the other one that I randomly picked up, so I might give that a shot, but that's, like, 2 months away. So, nothing.
Did you take a look at the Steam sales for...
I did, in fact, when Lorraine was talking about the thing I did right before we got on here is I ran to Meijer real quick and bought some gift cards, including some Steam credit, because they have their, like... We'll give you $5 free for every $50 you spend on gift cards.
Meijer.
Okay.
Yeah, it
ends tomorrow.
I say you could go tomorrow. Like, if anyone
I value my soul at all, I probably won't.
If anyone listening to this happens to have a Meijer near them, it'll be over by then.
Yeah.
Right. It'll be December 26th.
But the thing I did was bought. It works on literally any gift card, including, like, other retailers. So I bought a bunch of Best Buy credits. Because if you stack that discount on top of the 20% off from, like, the Gamer Club or whatever, those are some cheap video games.
Right.
/ Switch, perhaps.
I just had to re-up mine and finally ran out for the first 2 years.
Right. Oh, it's so weird that it's a 2-year subscription. Like, it's so strange.
That's how they get you. They let you forget about it, and then it comes up, and you're like, well, I've been using this so much.
Why am I getting charged full price again?
Sure.
Good.
I did pay the first time I signed up for that, I paid the original, like, $100 or whatever it was.
Like, $120. Yeah.
I still got my money's worth, like, over that 2-year period. I saved way more than that buying new games there, but now it's only, like, 30. So,
wow,
like,
really?
Yeah, it's, like, $30, so if you buy,
that's like a 3DS price.
Yeah, if you buy four or more, like, full-priced new games a year, new games every 2 years, like, you'd be an idiot not to...
Right. I made most of that back the same time I bought it because I got 3 games and they're buy 2 get 1 free deal.
Oh, nice.
So good.
Even better.
It's like, well, that was that.
Mm-hmm.
Already a sound financial investment.
Yay!
Good stuff. Amazon does that too now, but it's only with when the games are new.
Pre-orders, yeah.
Yeah, it's pre-orders or, like, within the first 2 weeks, I think. The cool thing about the Best Buy one is you can still use it when they have other sales or, like, when something's just old and it's been marked down after a while.
They finally wised up that they weren't stacking with Black Friday sales.
I did see that, which, you know, that makes a lot of sense.
Fair
enough.
That's a good idea.
I'll give you that one, Best Buy.
But, yeah, good stuff. Kyle, what have you been up to?
I'm also just getting into the holiday stuff now, and I finally had time to sit down and look at some of the sales. Like, I picked up Axiom Verge for $10 the other day.
Nice. I might. Is that on Steam?
It's like
it is on Steam. I got it on PSN, but they're in the same sale both places.
Yeah, it was on,
I'll buy that on one of those because I don't think I own that game.
I think is on the Vita for that sale if you want it portable. Consider that.
It might. I think it was even cross buy for a PSN.
I could believe that to be true. A lot of the more of the indie games are doing that.
Yeah, I'll check that after we get off here because I would like to own a copy of that.
Other people have been telling me to play this game for a long time, and I kept putting it off. This game's good.
I'm glad to hear it.
It's definitely just borderline ripoff of Super Metroid, but I like Super Metroid.
Sure. I mean, this is the opposite of
AM2R,
right? Where it's
a new Metroid property
in everything but name, so you can sell it and people can enjoy it without it being taken down from the internet or whatever. But
in some ways, I'm impressed. I like that where it's different from Super Metroid. Like, there's a bunch of really cool power ups that are very un-Metroid-like, but it works in this game because they're so different.
Yeah.
And then they innovate even on top of those power-ups for separate power-ups from there. it makes playing through the game really interesting where, you know, it'll still have that same thing where you see a place where you can't get to it, but unlike a Metroid series, you don't know how you're going to get to it later.
Oh, okay.
Get this weird-ass power-up where your drone can teleport or whatever. that's really neat. I can go do that thing now. But it also, it's frustrating sometimes because, it was frustrating because there's a bunch of times where you'll get a power up and then it really, there's no way to know where to go next. Like, it forces backtracking a little less naturally than Super Metroid did.
So there's guiding, like, subtle hints,
it's sort of that indie feel, I guess, as opposed to the polish of a Nintendo game where it's a little rough.
Right. That was the thing that I had always heard, other people say, but, like, that rang really true for me about, like, specifically, like, the Super Nintendo era of Nintendo games, like, the hits that Nintendo themselves were putting out in that era feel like they made a game and learned from it and threw it away and then made a second game and, like, that's the one that they released. Like, they built a Zelda, scrapped it, and then, like, made Link to the Past with the lessons they learned and, like, that's the game they put out.
Super Mario really World is perfection.
It really is a testament to how great those games are. Just even looking back at them, like, there aren't many things that you could have even improved upon in them.
No.
They're nearly perfect in a lot of ways.
Yeah, for what they are, for, like, the era they came out in. And,
some of it's just, like, hardware limitations. Like,
yeah.
They were literally pushing the limit of that system and are nearly perfect in spite of that. And they're beautiful. Masterpieces.
I'm glad that the late 2D era has a nostalgia factor to it now, because, you know, going to PlayStation 1 and N64, people don't remember those nearly as fondly because of how rough around the edges those are as the first.
Or even season. Even if it's that, it's not so much in, like, style as it is maybe, like, type of game.
Well, it's it's a maturity of design thing.
Yeah.
I think because people were sort of reinventing the wheel.
Yeah.
They were learning how to build 3D games in those eras, whereas, like, the SNES is, like, people had been making 2D games for 20 years at that point. So, like, that was kind of the apex of, all right, platformers have been around for a bit, like, side-scrolling shooters and, like, all, like, we've been making games in two dimensions, like, on a variety of platforms for a really long time, collectively. So, like, here's, like, the result of
the PhD thesis of 2D game design, basically.
And the PlayStation and N64 are kind of, like, 3D game development 101. It's like, all right, we got to figure this out.
What's a polygon? What's a texture?
And again, like, the same thing, like, you're looking back, especially, you feel the hardware constraints, like, quite a bit on those old games at this point.
I wish I could remember the name of it.
Even looking back at the games like Super Metroid, because that series has gone, I don't want to say nowhere since then, but, like, the 2D iterations of Super Metroid have been
very few and far
somewhere
between.
Somewhere between downhill and straight downhill.
To non-existent.
Yeah. Why can't you just take the formula you had for that and stick with it?
Sure.
I mean, the same thing can be said about, like, Star Fox 64. Like,
sure.
that
Star Fox 64 is one of those rare ones where I think they definitely did improve on the Super Nintendo version.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because that one was so experimental. And
it's more of a better fit for a 3D console than the 2D games were. Like, Star Fox 1, I don't really like. I think that's
kind of really hard.
And it's just not much fun for me.
Yeah, I've tried it a handful of times and just can't really wrap my head around it. But then, like, it was almost like the same how, like, Dustin was saying. Like, that was their first draft of the game. But since the tech was so weird and they were starting to get into 3D soonish on their, like, a different console, it was just kind of like, well, here this is.
Mm-hmm.
And then Star Fox 64 is, like, this revision. I mean, it's the same story, if you will. It's a remake of the first one.
Like, that bears out in, like,
the first time, but then they did it again, and then
even
that bears out in, like, the Nintendo's actions with those games specifically. Is, like, they basically finished Star Fox 2 and then didn't release it because they were like,
right, that's what I was gonna say. They did what you said. They finished Star Fox 2 and then scrapped it.
Right.
Yes.
Put out Star Fox 64 months later.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, that game does feel... Star Fox on the Super Nintendo feels like... It feels really sluggish in a weird way, going back to it.
I honestly think it's... I think it's just
pushing the hardware.
Yeah, I think it's just the rendering that it has to do. Like, I don't think it could run faster at all. Like, that was just... That was hardware limitations at its finest.
Mm-hmm.
Star Fox
indeed.
I love it.
I was looking through the Steam sales. One of that caught my eye. I played it a long time ago, and I didn't talk about it for some reason. I probably just forgot. It's a Tesla Grad.
I think you at least mentioned that you were either going to play it or that you had just started it. But I remember you bringing it up.
Okay. It's on sale at Steam right now for $1.
I'll go buy that.
Before I even talk about it, like, it's a good game, and it's $1. Go get it.
Yeah, exactly. That's like, and I still have, like, I'll buy that one also, but, like, I have way too many of those. It's like, oh, this is 99 cents. I mean, sure, why not?
The nature of Steam with all these dollar great games.
Yeah, because, like, why wouldn't you? Like, sure, why not? If this game seems pretty good and there's, like, a 20% chance I might play it, like, why not throw down, like, $10 and get, like, 10 or 15 of these?
But TeslaGrad is also a game not so directly inspired by Super Metroid, but very explore-y.
Mm-hmm.
You pick up power-ups, and then you use them to get access places you couldn't before, but it's a less violent game,
sure.
I think.
Oh.
Just kind of the exploration aspect of it. It tells a cute little story about the fall of the Electric Empire or whatever, and all their electrical advancements and technologies, and you gain them over the course of the game to do electrical powers.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah, I'll definitely buy that. Yeah, I need to finish...
The art style on it's real nice, too.
Yeah, I remember seeing some stuff for that game. Yeah, I'll need to...
It's not too long, either. It was probably, like, 4 hours at most.
Yeah, I'll need to troll Steam a little harder and, like, really get going on, like, buying a bunch of Steam sale stuff. But like I said, I kind of equipped myself earlier by buying some credit, so I'll be good to pick up some of that stuff, but... It's that time of year, man.
Right. I mean, I have games from, like, 2 years ago that I've almost forgotten that I bought. I picked up Child of Light at some point.
And oh, yeah. That
I still kind of want to play it, but it's kind of far down on my list of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that game's a lot of places now, too. Like, it was on the Wii U.
Right.
It's on PSN now, I believe, too. Mm-hmm.
And some of those bundles, like, where you can buy basically, like, an entire library for X dollars.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Like, I've even hidden those from, like, my Steam library list, because they have, like, another, it's just, like, literally just remove this from, like, the view, just so it's not...
Don't even remind you that I bought this.
Right, like, because I bought, like, the Telltale...
Okay.
They did one of those where it was, like, buy every Telltale game for, like, $20, and it was, like, I mean... It's cool that I own these, like, 15 episodes of Sam and Max games, but I'm probably never going to play them, so some of the stuff can, like, be removed from my, like, direct line of sight on my Steam library. But
I saw you mentioned Nidhogg on the stream yesterday, too.
I think that's
on sale for, like, $1.
So good. If you're out there, just Google Nidhogg and then go buy it. That game
Have you seen the trailer for Nidhogg 2?
Yeah!
Looks like garbage.
No, okay, so we if you go to giantbomb.com, they actually were able to get like an unfinished build of Nidhogg 2 from them. And like it actually looks really cool. There's new weapons.
Yeah, the parts of the gameplay that they changed about that actually look like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So like
I
understand
gross
like,
weirdness
that some
aside,
people like are really bummed out about the art style. I'm not like
100%
sold on it.
Fighter game.
Yeah, but it's not. It wouldn't stop me from playing that game.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I don't play Nidhogg 1 enough to want to buy the second at that point.
I mean, that's true. That's true, yeah. Too. But yeah, man, Nidhogg 1 is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
go get it.
Yeah, get it.
Fun little excursion with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time.
It's basically a fighting game, like not really, yeah. But it's like a 1v1 action game.
Like, it's very unique too, as opposed to like a Street Fighter or even a Smash Brothers.
For
it's
sure,
thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. In fact, yeah, it kind of feels
it's
Smash Brothers esque
in like territory control
bit.
Stuff.
This
in
just
it.
A little,
yeah.
Like it just in terms of this isn't like a fighting game like you're used to,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it still feels like one.
Moves and counter moves.
Yeah, that game's real cool.
Yes. Party time.
Yeah, I will definitely be buying some stuff on Steam probably right after we get offline here. And I will totally pick up Axiom Verge. Like, I want to give that game a shot.
Yeah. It's got this cool little, I don't know what it is. It's a thing it does. It's got hidden worlds in it that aren't really advertised, and they're randomly generated for the game, so you can't even, like, look up where they are. It's sometimes you just stumble upon a hidden world, and the game goes all, scan lines on it like an old CRT TV, and it looks like it was supposed to be an homage to, I think, some of the accidental hidden worlds in Super Mario, like glitch worlds.
Oh,
and stuff.
Yeah, like the minus world or whatever.
Yeah.
Funny.
That was pretty neat to find one of those. There's a lot of little neat details in this game like that.
That's really funny. I'm still not super big on the formula of Metroid myself.
Fine. I understand,
like,
that's not,
yeah,
for everyone.
But I'm like, I know I've heard nothing but good things about Axiom Verge, save like the few things like you've said where it's just kind of like you don't know where to go or whatever.
I don't wonder how much of that is just because I'm playing a new game as opposed to playing a game I've played.
Yeah, the
times.
Game that's like ingrained in your
right.
Like, muscle memory for all time. Yeah. I played through all of Metroid Fusion when I got it on my 3DS for the Ambassador stuff.
It's okay.
I mean, that was, we also didn't really have any of the Metroid games when we were younger. Like, we didn't have Super Metroid on our SNES, and
It's probably not a, I mean, Metroid's in such a weird place. It's like, I want to say, like, Super Metroid is the one true Metroid game, but there aren't many games, other games like it. Each one is kind of,
I mean, it's the same, can you,
different-ish.
Again, I'll bring up my favorite, Star Fox 64. It's this, almost
right.
Exactly the same like that. It's just like, the other two are so different. And, I mean, if you look at it, both series have also just been, like, thrown at other, like, Nintendo doesn't do them anymore.
Yeah.
Like, all of the other games in the series have almost exclusively been done by, like, third parties. In both cases.
I gotta think we'll get Metroid Prime 4, Metroid Prime something at some point, just because of how well Retro did with that series and how badly Nintendo botched it with Other M.
Federation Force?
Oh, yeah.
Shh.
Damn it, Lorraine.
We do not speak that name.
Holy crap.
I was waiting for you to pause, and I'm like, I'm going to say it. I'm going to fucking say Federation Force.
I had blocked it out.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
came out this year. Remember
I
that?
Guess.
Remember
that,
Kyle?
And just like that, I don't want to talk about Metroid anymore.
Right. Get it.
Now I'm sad. I mean, Star Fox Zero came out this year, too.
That was okay. I mean,
yes.
I don't regret that time.
Mm-hmm.
No, neither do
the
I.
The difference there being, like, they gave it the good old college try.
As opposed,
like,
to phoning
yeah.
it in, like,
sure.
nobody's business.
Like, Star Fox Zero was theoretically the game that fans asked for. It just didn't execute
yeah.
properly. Federation Force is the game that no one asked for.
Same with Triforce Heroes. Remember
at least
that
with,
game?
You know, Triforce Heroes and probably, like, some random Kirby games. There's at least enough other things in the series to fall back on.
Yes.
Sure. And in fact, like, actually, for whatever reason, people do like Dynasty Warriors games, so, like...
Yeah.
You're thinking Hyrule Warriors.
I forgot Triforce Heroes existed. That's the stack three links together
yeah.
or whatever. All right.
That's the multiplayer
Lorraine,
only.
You're bringing back
all the hits of 2016, man. All these games came out this year.
The first time I saw a Zelda game and thought to myself, I don't want this.
Hard pass.
No thanks.
I was kind of that way with Spirit Tracks.
Okay. I like Spirit Tracks. I think that's a fine game.
I played Phantom Hourglass. I just never
Yeah, if that style didn't work for you, then
it wasn't gonna work for you. I didn't really like going into the Palace of the Ocean King. That was dumb. Yeah,
they toned it down some for Spirit Tracks, but it was still there.
I think the main thing that turned me off of Spirit Tracks was the actually having to blow to play the instrument into your 3DS.
That was the worst part of it. You're
I
right.
I saw that and I was just kind of like, no.
That game is okay though overall.
I mean, I'm sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's on the Wii U. And that thing technically has a mic.
Sure.
So, you still have to blow into it.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, you blew my mind a little there by, like...
You're welcome.
That's how, like you said, Kyle, I had written that game off so much that, like, so much that I didn't need to play it that I did forget that it even existed.
Or did it actually come out last year?
Either way, like, whenever it came out, yeah. I forgot that it was even... Like, I forgot that they even made it. Oh, man.
Huzzah!
What a thing.
Yep.
Ugh.
For what it's worth, 2017 looks like it's going to be way more promising for Nintendo than 2016 was.
2016 didn't have much going for it. There's really nowhere to go but up.
Nope.
I mean, they got their Pokemon money in.
Mm. Sure, yeah, exactly. Cash in that
they
Pokemon
got their
check before the end of the year.
Console announcement out.
It's coming.
We know nothing.
Switch is on its way.
Even if you delay it a couple of times, it'll still make it by Christmas.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Aiming for the moon.
I'm trying to think. Kyle, do you have anything else that you wanted to throw out there before we move on? I don't think I've really played anything else that we haven't already touched on.
Aside from anime.
Exactly.
Rock Band and Destiny.
Played some more Destiny, but nobody needs to hear about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. I booted up again.
Triforce Heroes was October 2015.
Okay, I was going to say...
So, I think I knew that because that's when they also released the other Zelda new 3DS.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
There was one.
There's that other... I think I might technically like better than the Wind Waker one that I ended up with.
No, it's Majora's Mask.
Mask, excuse me. I don't know why.
What?
Man, there's a lot of Zelda 3DSs.
There's the original one that came out with Ocarina of Time.
It's a good looking...
Black with the gold detailing.
One. Yeah.
And then there's the Link Between Worlds one.
That's the one that I have. Yeah.
The Majora's Mask one, which is a new 3DS.
Yep.
And then... The Triforce Heroes one, which is also a new 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
Not the smaller one, though, I'm pretty sure. I think it's the bigger one.
I'm not even sure, yeah. No, you're right, because it doesn't have the faceplates. If it were the smaller one, you could switch it out.
I don't think it's the faceplate one. Yeah.
Man, we don't need to go into detail, but, like, the new 3DS, like, what a... what a wash. I guess it technically plays SNES games. That's the only thing that it ever did.
Yeah.
And that one weird port of Xenoblade.
Yeah,
I'm astonished that they never released. Like, I'm pretty sure they never released another like cartridge game that was that required
exclusive?
The new 3DS.
No, something like
right. I can't think of one.
Well, because I think some games like Majora's Mask took advantage of the
stick.
Nub.
Yeah,
and like Monster Hunter 2, but like that was it.
Oh, that's so crazy!
Good job.
What a thing!
It's the Wii U of 3DSs.
I guess it is.
The DS XL of
It's the DSi.
DSi XL, excuse me. I knew it was in there.
Yeah. I think the DSi might be like one of the only iterations of a Nintendo handheld that I never owned. Like, I never owned a DSi or a Game Boy Micro.
I wish I had a Game Boy Micro.
Same.
Me too.
My friend Jesse has a DSi, and I have used hers before. But yeah, I have never owned...
It's got a camera.
The only DS I have is my original, like, brick one.
That's sad. Like, the fact that,
is sad.
The fact that you never played DS games on, like, a DS Lite, like...
I didn't have money to buy it.
I'm not saying...
I was in high school at the time without a job, and it worked. The only reason I upgraded from 3DS to 3DS XL is because mine was having had weird power issues, like, since I got it.
Mm-hmm.
It would sometimes just, like, if it was in sleep mode, it would go into a weird, almost, like, hibernate mode, and you'd have to hard turn it off and hard turn it back on.
Mm-hmm. Say what you will about the Switch so far, at least it doesn't have some weird, like, visual affect to it. Like, the original DS looks real weird, and the original 3DS is kind of strange, too. It's got, like, all those weird angles, like, it's tapered.
I think it flows right.
I guess it does. Yeah.
Like the top, isn't the top the lid, like the screen part, like slightly larger, like it kind of bulges out from the rest of the body of the thing?
Well, because for the 3DS, you're saying?
Yes.
There's like a lip around the top of it, and it like clicks in, so it like almost seals the whole thing when it's closed.
Seals in that freshness?
Yes. Slicing up freshness. But yeah,
a
man.
Few years ago,
the original Bro DS
got over his fat original Gen 1 DS to something we were doing, and I'd forgotten just how terrible it was compared to how that
right. It is quite the ugly stepchild for sure. Right.
They came a long way.
Yeah.
But it did come with that Metroid Prime Hunters demo, so
became a game like 3 years later.
Oh boy.
Because I think I got mine the year after the DS launched. Because mine is teal. I got like a Nintendogs bundle or something like that. Jillian has had the original. Like she got Silver it the year one. Of launch. Yeah.
Okay.
With like Mario DS and like an iteration of Nintendogs and Hunters.
Yep. What a thing.
First Hunt, was. Man.
You buy that weird dating sim with like that Ubisoft put out.
Oh, like XY or something like that.
No, that's the Feel the Magic. That game's actually okay.
Oh,
That's a Sega game. There was literally just like a like I feel like it was like or maybe it was like a text chatting game. Like it was a different version of PictoChat. It was some.
Oh,
it was
real shit! Dumb. Game of some shit! Kind. I remember that game. We had that. And we used to play it when we were up north with our aforementioned Jessie, and then she got it when she eventually got a DS, and we tried playing it together one time.
Ugh.
It was lit.
Man. We should actually pull out Field of Magic. That game is okay. It's like a minigame collection, like, based around making these, like, silhouette people, like, get into a relationship. It's a really weird, really Japanese game, but it's actually all right.
I think Jillian might have had that at one point, but I don't know if she ever actually played it. Because our one strange aunt got it for her, and it was just kind of like, okay,
it's whatever. Definitely the weirdest thing in the DS launch lineup that I can think of.
I can believe it. It was strange.
Games are crazy.
Yes.
And yeah, like I said, I don't have anything else worth going on about, so... let's talk about one or two news things, which are basically just, like, other micro-updates to Nintendo's Switch plans.
Yay!
And then we will release the folks at home to go enjoy their holiday. Or actually, they'll be coming up on New Year's.
Yeah.
When they listen
holiday
to this.
Holiday the sequel.
So, nothing wrong with that.
Holiday to the streets.
Make some resolutions.
Too merry, too Christmas.
Put a lampshade on your head like you're a fun guy and like a...
This party started.
That's right.
Yep. Yep. Ha.
Ha. Man. In Nintendo news, but not necessarily Switch news, Super Mario Run...
It is out.
It was downloaded 40 million times in 4 days.
But it was free to download, right?
Yes. So okay. Yeah, that is not remotely a referendum on how much money it actually made. Right. But I mean, that's still like, if exposure, like considering when you consider that Nintendo has a business like outside of selling phone games, like that's still good exposure.
Yeah.
Like the marketing behind that, you know, at some point maybe that's worth it by itself.
Mm-hmm.
That just like they're getting Mario up in people's faces again in like a very serious way. That's a lot of downloads, especially since like we said before, that's not even including the Android version. Like that's just iOS.
Oh
like,
wow!
Yeah,
because there's no Android version yet. It'll probably be out in like a month or two, I would guess. So that's pretty crazy. And with all that, still like. Investors were still disappointed in it just based on their monetization model, which is, you know, whatever. That's neither
it's
here nor there.
It's not designed to bleed every last penny out of you.
Sure, yeah, exactly. Like, there's no $99 microtransaction in it, so...
Not a dollar for a 5-pack of lives or $20 for a 50-pack.
I will boot that up again. Like, I will actually launch that game and try it one more time. Maybe I'll do that immediately after we get offline. Still an interesting experiment. Like, I still can't wait to see what
else
the Fire Emblem and Animal Crossing things end up being that
the
they put
Fire
on a phone.
One especially. I'm really curious what that looks like.
It's sure. Gonna, here's
like the
my,
Animal Crossing
here's
one
my pitch.
Kinda writes itself.
It's the face-rubbing minigame they took out of Fates.
That's the You're thing kidding, I was afraid right? of, is that if it's just
what
the
it's,
dating sim
what
part
if
of
it's
Fire
that?
Emblem.
No, that can't be real.
What if it's that? But Kyle, what if it's that?
I'm sure it won't be.
I'm sure it won't be either, but what if it is?
It's not.
You mean you don't want to rub Crom's face?
I mean, I do, but I don't want to pay for it.
That's right. What if that's the microtransaction thing? It's like you play a map, but then you have to rub everyone in your party's, everyone in your team's faces unless you give them 99 cents.
Or you can only rub their faces if you do give them 99 cents.
No, you can rub their faces for free. You want to rub their, you know, you want to tilt that camera down.
Move the camera around. Pay that costs you $5.
Yeah, come on, guys. The Senate is not a cheap date, all right? I mean, they totally could. That would make a ton of sense. Like, as a monetization thing, could be like, you want to marry this girl, buy her some flowers. It'll cost $1.
Sure.
Whoa.
Grow your own flowers, but that'll take a week.
Yep. Yeah,
or
exactly.
Speed that up for another dollar.
Man. There's some Final Fantasy stuff. We already talked about that.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy again. 15 and anniversary.
Soon.
Close these tabs.
Nope.
Oh, I think my laptop...
Chrome is freaking out.
Oh, Chrome broke. That's fine. Oh. I remember what they were anyway.
I
could
bring up the
Dropbox thing.
So they announced like definitive scheduling for the actual Switch unveil stuff. I believe it is the 12th, January 12th in Japan, like Eastern time, like here in America. It'll be like some weird like 4 a.m. or something crazy.
If it's simulcast.
Well, then they're like the timing wise after that, basically like in the morning proper, like in New York, they have it synced up so that as soon as that Japanese event ends, they're doing another event for America, like right afterwards.
A Nintendo Direct then?
I guess it's a little different than that.
Nintendo has announced when it will fully reveal its Switch console. You'll get a proper look at the new platform on January 12th at 8 p.m. PST, 11 p.m. EST, 4 a.m. for the UK. We live stream to Nintendo's website. It's unclear how long the stream will last. The Nintendo's directs are normally 45. Some of the systems launched.
And the weird thing there that people keep going on about is that Nintendo has confirmed that they'll announce the price and like the launch lineup, but not necessarily the launch date. Which like I wonder if people are just like nitpicking like some of the verbiage they've used previously, because it seems like they would have to if it's still coming out in March. But, you know, who knows? Maybe it'll get delayed, or...
I don't know what you're trying to avoid for a specific weekend in March, but...
Sure, or even maybe they'll still, like, maybe... The other thought that I had mentioned before, talking about this stuff, is that they were going to leverage, like, an iPhone-style launch, which would be, like, you know, 2 weeks before you can pre-order it, and then it's out. So, I mean, they could do that.
Right. Yeah, who knows?
This isn't as separate as you would think, but have you heard about this Nintendo 3DS's being on shortage this holiday season? Like, they can't stock enough of them?
I had heard that people were having a hard time finding them.
Yeah, I did hear that too, and also related, but like, I don't know if it's weirder, but it's still weird, is that it seems like Nintendo has actively pulled Wii U stock from retailers.
I heard that.
Yeah, because, like, I checked, after I had seen people reporting that, I checked everywhere, and sure enough, like, the only place you can buy, like, Best Buy has taken it down from their website, Amazon doesn't sell it anymore unless you buy it through, like, third-party sellers for, like, $400. So I'm assuming
that's
like...
really weird.
It is really weird, but I'm assuming it's twofold, like, I'm assuming it's both, and this one would be the lesser reason, but, like... They don't necessarily want a bunch of parents going out and buying a Wii U, knowing that it's going to be basically defunct in 3 months. But more likely, I bet it's striking some kind of deal with retailers that are like, all right, we'll take all the stock off your hands and give you, know, X amount of credit back in exchange for, like, you guys buying into, you know, Y number of Switch.
I can see that.
I can believe that.
Switch purchases when that comes out. And in fact, game companies actually, I've heard of, do that for individual leases sometimes too. Like when,
I've never heard about it for a console before. That's silly.
Yeah. Sure, but like when, you know, Call of Duty still has like 11 trillion copies out in the ether after it's been out for a couple months, Activision might do a similar thing with like the Best Buys and Amazons of the world in exchange for them ponying up, like saying that they'll be in for, you know, X number of copies of the next thing that they're about to put out.
Yeah.
So the Wii U is officially a collector's item now.
It sure is. And it like bummed me out. It bummed me out to hear that. Like, I was like, oh, man. Because there's good stuff on there. And like the hope that the other rumor that's going around is that Nintendo's going to still... They're going to be real gung-ho with porting stuff from the Wii U to the Switch. Which I do hope happens. Because There's good stuff on the Wii U that I don't want to get locked up onto that system for all time.
I'll be annoyed if somebody says to me, yeah, well, here's Mario Kart 8 and a half, $40. Like, I already bought Mario Kart 8. I don't necessarily want to pay for it again.
Sure, but I mean, the other thing there is, like...
I get where they're going with it. Just kind of rebooting and have a whole fresh slate for a new audience.
Yeah, and in their minds, the thinking there would be, like, there were so many people we didn't sell Wii U's to.
Exactly.
So we want to sell them Switches, and if we do sell them Switches, here's a bunch of games that they never played.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes total financial sense.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. I mean, if they were... The thing that they still need to actually do on the fucking Switch is... And on the fact that this isn't a given is heartbreaking, but they should reconcile your purchases on your Nintendo account.
Yes.
Like, when you sign in on that thing, as games that you've already purchased for either your Wii U or your 3DS become available, you should just own them. Because, come on.
Yeah, I mean, they know, on some level, they know that that's what'll have to happen, but they've been taking every small baby step towards it possible. Mm-hmm.
I bet we won't hear about that in this initial, announce of what it is.
I would be starstruck if that's what happened, is that they just finally unified the account. If you buy something, you own it.
Mm-hmm. Although if that information is out there by the time this January event rolls around, I will say they'll have been on their game. Like, if they're that prepared and they're they'll go that deep into how we're going to accommodate consumers with this thing. Like, I'll be impressed at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not necessarily holding my breath.
No.
You're going to pay the $1.50 upgrade fee for Urban Champion.
Oh, man.
Of course you are. For the third time.
Yep.
But where I was going with that, with the DS shortage, is that I have a feeling that they're just having hardware shortages and issues over wherever they're manufacturing these things, and they want to make sure that they have their number set before they announce a date for it.
Sure, and in fact, I could believe that it's even, not that they couldn't, pony up the cash to make all that output even out, from their, factory deals, but that they're consciously being a little short on the current hardware just to not have a bunch of it hanging out there in the open when they try to launch the Switch. Because Nintendo is the most, even outside of video games, it might be one of the most conservative companies I can think of.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think someone had framed it...
To an embarrassing degree.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody tried to buy an NES Classic, they're probably disappointed right now.
Well, that's because people are buying them and trying to sell them for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
But I mean, it's the same thing. Nintendo, they literally won't make more than they know they can sell.
Well, now they won't.
Well, yeah. But I mean, it's that's just the way that their business rolls. Somebody had...
This isn't a new story.
Somebody else online that I forget where it originally came from, but they were basically... They were taking, I think it was a quote from Spotlight, and reapplying it to Nintendo, whereas the Catholic Church thinks in centuries. That's the Nintendo model of business. They're thinking decades at a time, not necessarily what the next quarter is going to look like.
Yeah. And sometimes that works to their advantage.
I mean, they're still around, and
they're an old company, and they have a lot of money.
Yeah, if they didn't treat their business in this manner, I think they would have become the Sega time ago. Like, the GameCube could have, or the Wii U could have been the system that...
GameCube, or even the Wii U, to the point where it killed not only the upfront loss on it, but it killed their brand so hard.
Exactly.
It didn't survive.
For whatever their faults are from doing this, they've never overextended to the point where, all right, our business is actually insolvent now because we made a big bet that we couldn't pay off.
It's because they keep their nest egg together. Iwata would take pay cuts, and they kept their nest egg from their heyday.
Sure. Again, that's... If you want to talk about just businesses and morality, Satoru Iwata, man, what a dude.
Yeah.
As opposed to firing people, he cut half the salary.
Right, he paid as much of it as he could.
And yeah.
As much staff as he could.
And in fact, it's still the difference between,
He went out and took personal blame for...
The Wii U.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds right. But yeah, just... What a stand-up dude.
We need more of that.
Yeah.
And he already...
I'm sure it wasn't his fault either.
If you follow the chain up, it's the president. They're the ones who make the overarching calls.
You
can only pass the buck so far.
Yeah. The other thing there that makes that even more impressive is that their pay structure is way flatter And that's true of pretty much all Japanese companies, but like also Nintendo in particular, that like he's making, you know, probably somewhere akin to like 10 to 12 times as much as like the median salary of that company. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, in the U.S., if that Nintendo was a U.S. company, he would probably be making a couple hundred times like whatever they're paying people on average. So, what a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
Still miss him.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
And then the other thing with the Switch stuff is that they're going to be taking it on tour, so people will be able to play it before it comes out. I think the first one of those, like, I think the way he's going to try to pull up again. But yeah, it was January. They had events scheduled from January all the way through March, like, 3rd. So I get, you know, anything after that, I suppose, is fair game.
Okay, so we got New York. As far as
theoretical release dates.
January 13th through 15th. Toronto, January 27th through 29th. D.C., February 10th through the 12th. Chicago, February 17th through the 19th. San Francisco, February 24th through 26th. And Los Angeles, March 3rd through 5th. So there you go.
All right.
According to Nintendo, space is very limited, in quotes, and people will be allowed on a first-come, first-served basis. Early arrival is highly recommended.
Mm-hmm. I remember when they did something similar to that for the GameCube. Like, before the
stuff like this.
Before the GameCube came out, they had some weird, and I forget how you were supposed to get an invite
to also, it. They're also going to be bringing it to PAX South and East, and what is SXSW?
South by Southwest.
Game.
Oh, okay.
That's just like a general, like, media...
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Right.
They're bringing him to that, too.
Uh-huh. But, yeah, back before the GameCube came out, I don't even know how you were supposed to sign up for it, but I had secured, like, an invite to, like, a play the GameCube before it's out thing, and I was, like, 13 at the time, maybe 14.
Like, just around 2000.
Yeah, and I had my parents, they drove us to Pontiac, which from here is like a 30-35 minute drive.
Yeah.
And Nintendo had rented, like, a basement of, like, some weird, like, just rental space and turned it into, like, it looked like, what they had turned it into, what looked like a hip, like, bar area, but it just had a bunch of GameCubes in it.
That's funny.
And that was the first time I played Melee, was on one of those consoles. It was a really weird thing, but, it was kind of neat.
That's like, cool.
At the time. But, yeah, I wish I could remember more details about what the fuck that thing was, but it was really neat. Like, I remember enjoying it.
They've always been big on their mall tours.
Yeah.
They did something very similar for the Wii, I know, when that came out, and it was a huge deal. Even, like, Pokemon mall tours.
Oh, yeah.
Other various mall tours for their products. Mm-hmm. They do a good job of just kind of exposing their product and their brand to people.
Yeah.
And it shows in the sales of their games.
They like showing stuff off.
Mm-hmm. And I still think
people like their characters.
Yes. Yeah,
I think if the Switch does end up coming out in March, like, if they don't delay it, which it seems like they're not going to at this point.
At this point.
I'd be surprised.
I actually think that their timeline has been pretty spot on in terms of, like, I feel like the curve will build in a way that they need it to, from, like, tepid to, like, anticipated over a... Like, because if they had done it, like, if they had even done it in E3, like, I feel like they might have had a flatter overall.
Yeah.
Like, people would have just gotten tired of it not being out.
Right.
And then it would have been more of a, like...
Forgotten about it almost.
Yeah, it would have been more of, like, a sigh when the thing finally released. I think this, like, 4 to 5 month, like, timeline is actually going to work out for them in the short term, for sure. And, like, in the long term, who knows, but...
I mean, we'll know after it comes out.
Like, it actually is.
It comes out to it actually being around to get anything to happen, like, after the initial launch.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
I want one.
Yeah. I'm not 100% sold on a day one buy, but it's pretty likely.
I really want to know more. I'm waiting on bated breath for the 12th.
Wasn't there a rumor that Zelda wasn't going to be a launch title?
That's the current theory. Like, Nintendo hasn't confirmed anything, but that seems likely at this point from just, like, leaks and stuff, so...
That might be enough to make me wait a little bit on getting one.
Sure.
Fair enough.
We shall see, but I'm like the right side. I'm just looking forward to more info at the very least. And I... You know what? I think that's going to do it for us hanging out for a little bit. Kyle, thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
I hope you have a lovely, happy holiday.
Safe travels.
Try my best. You as well.
Should be good.
Say hi to the family.
Right, right on. And then for everyone else out there, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy whatever,
Day.
Happy Boxing Day, Happy Boxing whatever Day,
that's a good one.
Happy whatever other thing you might celebrate or not celebrate.
And like, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
We
happy,
won't have another podcast until 2017. This is the last one.
For sure. Happy sitting around in your underpants.
Playing video games.
Drinking root beer and playing video games.
You said it.
My favorite holiday of all.
Ah, same.
The less clothing, the more joyous the occasion. That's what I always say.
It's a Fire Emblem touching it is. There.
So yeah, with that, we will see... We will see you guys on the other side. Thanks for hanging out. And to 2017, because, man, I can't...
Nowhere to go but up.
That's right, yeah. No tears shed for closing out this past year, so...
Cork your bottles. We're not pouring anything out.
Yeah.
We will see you in the future, everybody.
Woo!
Take care, folks.
Whoop. Why are you waving?
It just feels like the thing to do. It's a symbolic gesture, Lorraine.
Bye.
Goodbye, Internet.
Bye.